Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I feel like I'm in the Truman Show. You know he does that? And if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Good night. Good morning.
Hey,
good night.
Welcome podcasters. Thank you for downloading the podcast. If you do want your podcast shout-outs on the air as well, or in the podcast, I should say, get to the reviews section on the podcast app and just write it in there for us.
Write it in the comments and we'll definitely give you a shout-out for tomorrow's podcast. Now, today we played a new game. And it was inspired by the great 90s film, Kindergarten Cop.
Excellent. One of Arnold Schwarzenegger's best roles.
Yeah, when he goes, who is your daddy and what does he do?
So we got you on and you gave us clues as to what your daddy does for work.
Yeah, and we had to guess what his profession was.
But, hey, first run, I didn't think we did too bad.
Yeah, first run was pretty good. I'd give it like a 6 out of 10.
Also, what movie makes you cry? Mine was Wreck-It Ralph. Mm-hmm. And yours was Sex and the City, strangely.
Yeah, right? I have my reasons. You're going to hear the reasons in the podcast.
Plus, we play Say the Word as well. And it appears that you're on a bit of a streak, Pricey.
I am.
You are so good at this game.
Although, I love it.
I do think it's rigged, if I'm honest with you.
You do get pretty tough words, but they're great words as well. You don't want to miss this Say the Word. It's hilarious.
Or in the podcast, enjoy.
Bye.
By the way, I just wanted to say quickly.
Oh, yeah,
because I don't think she'll be listening. I feel like today was a great show because producer Layla was away.
Yeah, very smoothly run.
It wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I feel like she's very distracting. Don't you think?
If anyone does the distracting in our studio, Harry, I'm sorry, but I think it might be you.
I know this is a horrible thing to do because she's away, but just quick show meeting, guys. What are we? Were we yes on producer Layla to continue on the show? Or
yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Come back, Layla. All is forgiven.
Hashtag save Layla.
Can you retract an email? Enjoy the podcast.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Need to know.
Interesting poll done this morning, or the results came out this morning, of what career you have that may be more likely to cause a divorce.
Ooh, can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Professional sports.
No, not even close. And it's not radio.
Law firms.
No, it's not law either. Although that'd be handy if you were getting a divorce.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Everyone knows their rights.
Alimony. So workers in the field of logistics and car mechanics, bizarrely.
That's odd.
By the they see a higher divorce rate by the age of 30, the poll has found. The main job is military. That took 3 of the top 10 jobs.
That's sad.
Yeah, that will cause a divorce. Mm-hmm. I assume maybe...
Being so far away from each other all the time.
Far away. My cousin is in the Defence Force in Australia. Actually trains a lot of the Defence Force in UAE as well. Mm-hmm. And he has lived, I think in 2 years, he's lived in about 5 different towns,
really?
Cities.
Yeah. Is he single?
No. He's just had a baby.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But I think Defence... The thing is, that's what I find funny because from memory, a lot of Defence Forces of countries really take care of families because of that reason. Mm-hmm. I think they're aware of it. So... do you want to know the careers for a happy marriage?
Yes.
Dentists and speech pathologists.
Really? Mm. Interesting.
Which I found interesting because both kind of involve the mouth.
Ah, clean mouth, happy marriage. I don't know.
That could be the new saying.
I don't know. So a speech pathologist.
I'm saying you could be onto something there, Pricey. Like, how many divorces could be due to the fact that the person may just have bad breath?
That's true. It could be a thing.
It could just be, or you mispronounce things every day. You're like, I have had enough with you mispronouncing hors d'oeuvres. It's not hors d'oeuvre. Brand new game. Never played this before.
Yeah, we guess what your dad does on the radio.
Yeah, for work. Or your mum as well.
Or your mum as well, yeah.
A bunch of you already texted in on 4009. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. Yep. And
this one's for the sandpit kids, so we only want kids on here.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a game for the kids. First up, playing the very first session of Who Is Your Daddy and What Does He Do? Clara, 9 years old from Silicon Oasis. How are you?
I'm good.
You good? You're on your way to school this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to play a game with you. We're going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And it's about your dad. Okay?
Okay. So, okay, I'm going to ask first.
Yeah.
What does your dad wear to work every morning? Is it like a suit or does he put on like a hard hat?
A suit.
He wears a suit.
Okay. Does your dad have one mobile phone or two mobile phones?
One.
Just the one.
He's only got one.
One and he wears a suit to work.
Do you know where he works? Like what area? Is it Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Sharjah?
Dubai.
Okay.
Works in Dubai. Okay. All right, you hang on there, Clara. What do you reckon, Pricey?
One cell phone. He's got one cell. Because usually if you work in construction, you probably have two. You
Correct.
Have a personal phone and a work phone.
Yeah.
But then if you're in finance, your company will probably pay for your phone, so you don't even need one.
I was thinking finance as well.
Do you reckon finance?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to lock that in?
So should we say that he's in finance, or should we say...
Financial consultant.
He's a financial consultant.
Yeah. DIFC? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Clara.
Yes?
Is your dad a financial consultant in DIFC?
No.
Oh! What does he do, hon?
He's a pilot.
We should have known. We should have known because they live in Silicon Oasis.
But he would wear a suit to work. He'd wear like a pilot's uniform.
Yeah, that's a suit.
Oh, I suppose I've tricked us. All right.
We were so close. Good work,
We weren't
Clara.
Close at all. Thank you, Clara. Thanks for playing.
You're welcome.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.
So I was invited to an event on Sunday. It was for last night. And I was really excited because I don't really get invited to like those kind of niche kind of events for, you know, anything really.
It was just like an industry media kind of hoity-toity thing in Dubai.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But it was kind of like an exclusive one. And I get invited to, you know, hear things here and there, but not often do I get invited to the exclusive things.
Right.
So I was really chuffed. I was like, okay, fine. I'm gonna go to this. This is gonna be great. I'm gonna mingle, you know, getting with my peers.
Yeah.
It's gonna be lovely.
Find a new co-host. Yeah.
Find a new co-host, perhaps. You know, that could be the dream.
I know that's
Just
what she
kidding.
Thinks. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. And I'm not very social, am I? Like, I don't go out every night and things like that.
No.
So I was like, okay, I'm gonna make a real effort this time. I got my nails done. I got my hair done. And I had to, like, you know, get it all done in order. I was like, I can't do my nails and then my hair, so I'll do my hair first. And you know, I was really building myself up for this last night.
Yeah, and you were excited. You were even texting. Oh, I'm going to this thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Anyway, so I'm getting my nails done and they're almost finished and I was like really excited and then I get the call and it's a lady who was organising it and she's like, oh, just letting you know that tonight's cancelled. She's like, and I was like, okay, be cool. So I was like, yeah, no worries at all. I hadn't really, you know, I was just about to start getting ready for it. You know, it's all good. I just won't wear anything.
Yeah.
I won't like, you know, get anything sorted out.
Play it cool.
I was totally playing it down. Yeah. Meanwhile, my hair was completely done.
Oh,
my nails were drying in the nail bar.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I got them done was for the event last night. And I was just like sitting there going, you loser. I was like the overly keen girl going on a date.
Yeah.
And then that got shut down.
Then the guy calls you up.
It was like
the
guy saying, yeah, or me even getting there and him not being there. I just felt like such a loser. So I came home and everyone's like, oh, you look nice. Where are you going tonight? And I'm like,
Did you lie?
No, I just said it got cancelled.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just had a chicken from Spinney's on the couch while I watched.
Did you go up to Spinney's and buy the chicken?
I did. With my nails. So I'm sitting there with the bag like this, like trying not to get my nails messed up with the chicken bag. Oh, it was a disaster.
I would imagine the checkout girls at Spinney's are so used to seeing that. A girl comes in, beautiful frock and gown, hair done, nails all like still wet from the thing.
Yeah.
But obviously stood up on a date. Chicken
coleslaw.
Yeah, tub of ice cream.
Cat food.
Yeah, cat food.
That was me.
And a block of chocolate.
That was me. Oh.
Yeah, they come through, they're like, oh, poor girl. Yeah.
I know. So now I'm like, so like, I don't want to do it again.
Just do what I do. Just say no to everything and stay inside.
No,
it's
I'm not.
Brilliant.
No, you're very antisocial. I can't be like
you. It's great. Look at my life. It's excellent.
No, thank you. All right, let's do it.
Okay. First one. Talk to a stranger in the lift.
Yay. Pricey hates that I do it.
Harry engages in conversation with people who clearly do not want to talk to him.
But that's the fun.
They want to get to the floor they're on and you just...
That's the fun.
Always talking to them.
Because I think that we're so... No one communicates to one another anymore.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
What I do is I wait till we're about two floors away from the destination and then I say... Have a nice day.
That's me as well.
That's a sad way of living. We're part of a society. We should all get along.
So if you're in the lift and there's a guy that's bogging you down with questions and asking you all these different things, it's Harry.
I had a chat with a woman in my lift this morning about 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
What?
She wouldn't have wanted to talk to you.
No, she did not.
See?
All right. Second one.
Okay, second one. Walk quickly to catch up to someone that you recognise in the street.
3, 2, 1.
Nay. I'm pretty schizophrenic with how I socialise. I'll happily talk to a stranger in a lift. If I see someone ahead of me, I'm like, nah, they're ahead of me. I'm not talking to them.
If you know them, you're like, avoid.
Yeah, I'm happy to chat. I just don't want to exert any physical activity to in order to do so.
Yeah, unless they're in your line of vision.
Pricey won't even catch up with me or even slow down if I'm behind it.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. If I saw you in the mall, I wouldn't call your name. I'm sorry. I see you enough. Don't you think? I'd see you. We see each other enough. We don't have to talk in the mall.
Listen to her trying to dig herself out of it. Yeah. That's fine.
Sorry.
Two names there. Okay, third one. Tell someone you've forgotten their name when they remember your name.
3, 2, 1.
Nay. That is the worst thing, isn't it? I hate it when they remember your name and you completely forget what their name is. It's the worst feeling.
As an adult, it's just a struggle, isn't it?
Yeah, it
is. Everybody struggles with it. And I know that they are rubbing in the fact that they know my name and they don't, and I don't know theirs.
Yeah.
They're like, so Harry, and this Harry, and that Harry. It's annoying. Don't rub it in.
All you can do is mate or pal.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about the babe. I'm like, hey, babe. Hey, so good to see you.
And you'll know. And you'll know as well when Pricey doesn't know someone's name.
Yeah.
Hi, babe. How you doing?
You know what? I used to go in really confidently saying what I thought their name was, and I always get it wrong.
Dodgy territory.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm not doing it anymore. Now everyone's just a generic babe.
You're like, hi, Brian. It's Bianca, actually. Oh, okay.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.
4009 if you want to join us. What movie makes you cry like a baby? We found out the ending of Sex and the City 1 not only spoiled for us all by Pricey, but it does make you cry.
That wasn't the ending. It was just a part in the film.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Major plot points. Ruins Roger and I. Our Thursday
nights.
You're
viewing, yeah. Because that's the movie that makes me cry like a baby, which is very strange, but I think I just have an emotional attachment because I just love the series.
That's fair enough.
So we're asking you on 4009, what movie makes you cry like a baby? I love this text message. It's from Maha, and it says, Dumbo, Lion King, Toy Story 3, Up, Rudy, The Champ, Cool Runnings. Like, just all these different movies.
So everything showing in the 90s.
Yeah, one person, 10 films.
Yeah.
Crying all the time.
Oh, dear. Taking your calls on 4009 this morning. Ange, what movie makes you cry like a baby?
Wonder.
What's
my
Wonder?
My kids were mortified.
What's that movie? What's it about?
It's a new big movie from the end of last year about the kid with a facial deformity and he has to go to school for the first time.
And he's wearing the helmet.
And oh my goodness, it's just a killer.
Oh dear.
I'm already anything with kids or dogs or anything, I'm done.
I feel like I'm in the mood as well to have a good sob, so I'm going to put that on my list.
That's on the list, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you notice Angela didn't spoil the end for anybody?
No, that wasn't the end of the movie that I spoiled.
Did you hear Pricey before spoil the ending of Sex and the City for everyone?
No, I didn't.
Sorry, I'm with Pricey on this one. Everybody's seen Sex and the City.
Thank you, Ange.
Well, goodbye, Angela. Thanks for your call this morning.
Have a great day. Erica, what movie makes you cry like a baby?
Any movie that has a dog as one of the title characters, and then the dog always seems to die, and I lose it. Like, I care more about the dog than the human.
100%.
That goes to me in real life. I just mentioned that to Angela as well. Any movie with a dog. There's a website you can look up. I think it's called doesthedogdie.com. you not. And you can look it up and it tells you all the movies with dogs in it if you should prepare yourself for the death.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, like my college boyfriend took me to a movie and I remember like there was a bunch of dogs in it. It was one of those Disney movies where they had to leave them out in the Alaska and there was a snowstorm. I literally would not talk to him for a week.
Yeah.
I
was how could you take me to this movie?
That wasn't Snow Dog starring Cuba Gooding Jr., was it?
I think it was.
Yep. So
and they left all the huskies.
Yes.
And because the storm was coming, and then like 90% of the huskies died on us.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, guys.
So I was in a hotel in Prague on Christmas Day, and it was on the television in Prague, and it was dubbed in Russian, and I still cried.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
And I was like, "How is this even a Disney movie?"
I know.
I was Yeah, that traumatic. That's very traumatic.
Should not have been approved.
It needs a viewer warning.
It does.
Goodness sake, Disney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get
like very upset.
Violence, you know, provocative
scenes. I would rather watch a violent movie over that.
Yep. I'm with you.
I don't care, you know, everyone's zombied and infected. Just leave the dogs alone.
Just say the word.
All right, playing Say the Word this morning, hopefully sending you off with 1,000 dirhams for the weekend special at Anantara Eastern Mangroves. You're going to get a one-night stay in a deluxe room. You'll have the choice of the barbecue night on Thursday or the big brunch on the Friday, and then you'll get a late checkout as well.
Nice.
So nice.
We've been playing it for the first time this week. It's kind of like verbal charades a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll give you some clues. You just have to say the word that obviously that we're giving you the clues for. You've got 30 seconds on the clock. Whoever has the most words at the end of the game is the winner.
Yep.
I'm playing first with Fatima. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Harry, how are you? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. That's so nice.
Such a sweetie.
Yeah, you're a real sweetheart. Okay. You ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
You know how it works?
Oh, yes, kind of.
Okay. Here we go.
Your time starts.
Your time starts now. The word I'm looking for is kind of what jelly does on a plate. Yes. The opposite of you know when you have a piece of fruit and it's perfect to eat, it's what?
Ripe.
Yes. What is the opposite of this one's really hard. When you take your foot off something, you the thing.
Come on, explain it properly.
Fatima, I'm so
release.
Sorry. Release. How do you give clues for release?
Catchin', Matt Simons or whatever his name is, sings that great song, Catch and Release.
Would you have got it from that? Would you have got it from that?
Can I have more of the explanation? Can I have the next word, please?
just for giggles? Okay. You want to do it again?
Pricey smells.
Like flowers.
Amazing.
Pungent was the word we're looking for. So that's two for Fatima.
Yeah.
Two's good. Okay.
Two has won before.
All right. Over to you, Pricey.
I'm playing with Duncan from Festival City. How you doing, Dunk?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Are you on your way to work?
I'm at work at the moment, yes.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll try and get through this quickly so you don't get in trouble at work.
No problem.
30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Are we starting?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, when there's a big gust of this, it's usually in a storm and there's a lot of...
Wind.
Yeah, if you go out... Yeah, we're good? Okay.
Oh.
All right, what is the president of the United States... What's his name? His surname?
Donald Trump.
Yes. Okay, let's get ready to...
Rumble.
Yes. Is that it? Oh, wait, we'll just do one for fun.
Oh, rubbing it in.
Billy Madison, when she goes, get your Joes, get them while they're...
Hot.
It's not a little sloppy, but anyway. But we still won, Duncan. Yes!
Yes!
Woohoo!
Seriously.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, Fatima. I suck at this game.
Fatima's gone. She's left you.
She's left. She's left a bonani too.
I'm
for
right
good.
Here.
Oh, you're right there. Fair. Sorry, Fatima.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try again.
My luck.
It's my fault.
Oh, cute.
Well done, Duncan. You're off to the Anantara Eastern Mangroves, pal.
Lovely. Thank you very much. I can't wait.
You're very welcome. Thanks for playing and thanks for listening.
No problem.
Take care. You okay over there, Harry?
Release. Are you serious? That was my word. And you had Trump.
Yeah, catch and release.
This is rigged. All right, rigged.
When you fire a gun, you release. You something the trigger. No? No.
Yeah, they're all good clues. I'm just annoyed.
Pricey scandal. Now, this scandal kind of hurts my heart a little bit because I really loved Heather Locklear in the 90s.
Me too.
She was in that TV show Melrose Place. So good.
What else? She was in Dynasty as well, wasn't she?
She was in Dynasty, yeah. She's just so beautiful. Anyway, so she was arrested on Sunday night for felony domestic violence and battery on a police officer.
Oh.
Yeah. According to this 911 call, Heather's brother came to her house. He saw Heather and her boyfriend fighting, so he called 911. The cops came over. They observed that her boyfriend had visible marks on his face. And then they tried to put her into custody. She became quite abusive. She was kicking. She struck three of the deputies. So then she was handcuffed and taken to the hospital for evaluation. And, yeah, then she was arrested.
Dear, oh dear.
Yeah.
I just looked up her mugshot.
The mugshot's not great.
Really?
What? You think the mugshot's good?
Maybe because I've had such a big crush on Heather Locklear for so long. I don't think she looks that bad.
She looks so different.
Yeah.
She does not look like she was, like Amanda in Melrose Place.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. It's on our Insta stories if you want to check it
Is
out.
Is it really? We put it up there.
Yeah, at awesome. 92. It's just her face.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I love mugshots.
She just looks so different. Like, she doesn't look like the glamander we know.
Correct, yeah.
But yeah.
No one ever looks good in a mugshot. You should see Pricey's. My God. Honestly.
I was like, where's my lip gloss? I need my gloss. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. To buy 92.